Hallelujah, hallelujah, and greetings in the name of Jesus on this wonderful warm in the north of England. It's me, James Glory, and I want to bless you today, because today could be your last on earth. I don't want to put a downer. This is a fact. All of you will have to face death. And no matter what you may believe, no matter how think that what you think engineers what happens to you after you die. But no, there is only one mediator between man and God, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Let me just explain something. When you die, your sin is what blocks your relationship with God the Father. That is why Christ Jesus came. And so it is to look to him and his finished work today, and to trust, to confess your sin. You must confess you're a sinner. You must understand your situation. You are judged, and rightly judged, by the creator of all the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Many of you think that your thoughts are higher than God's. We are told not to think above what is written. And what is written is this, that God, so only Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He also tells us the word of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and there is none. There's none righteous. It also tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, this are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Today, God extends that free gift of grace. What a bargain, what a deal, it's free. You just must repent of your sins. And when they say repent, it means to turn away from convo. You're a sinner. And it's not, you don't want to, rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, apparently, in the Bible. So you must stop your ribs that by grace you're saved. It's by Christ Jesus' work. Through faith, it's believing in that grace. And not of yourselves, it says. Different religions teach you that if you're good, you go to heaven. If you do good things, do good deeds, you store up good things. No, because faith means nothing. He is the only mediator between men and God, brothers and sisters. So today, it is time to know your situation, because whether you like it or not, we will all die, and you will come before the throne and the books. We're no arguing then, so I strongly and gently and with love, lovingly suggest that you reconsider your position before an all-holy God and look to Christ Jesus, God incarnate in the flesh, born of the Virgin. He didn't inherit your sins bodily. He rose bodily from the death, from the grave, which tells you that you too will rise bodily if you trust and look to him. Make that choice to trust in Christ. Admit you're a sinner and receive everlasting life. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, England, blessing you today. Come on, it could be your last.